Hi, I'm Pastor Wayne Anthony Lewis from the Word Incorporated Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. Thank you for joining me with Selah. I have something that I want to share with you. In Mark chapter 8, there's a verse that is found, and it's an intriguing verse. It's a simple verse with a phrase that, to me, has lost its flavor. It's one of those spices in the Bible where I think it's important that we get back to this as a church. Mark 8:34, it says, "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." I entitled this message, "Whosoever Will Come." Hey, this is an open invitation to any person who's listening to this message, that if you are currently not in a Bible-believing church, if you are not in connection with Bible-believing believers, if you do not have a pastor to call your own, someone to pray for you, someone who will love you, no strings attached, I'm inviting you to TWI Church, where eyes are forever open and hearts are forever changed. So let me make this clear. I do not care. We do not care what kind of sin you're in, whether it's sexual immorality. Now, that's just a big title that covers all types of sexual deviation, from fornication, masturbation, homosexuality, bestiality, adultery. The list goes on and on. If you're involved in that, you are the whosoever will come. You're invited. If your problem is stealing, lying, if you're a thief, whatever your issues are, whatever sin that you are in, you are invited. Come as you are. We don't care if you wear a tie and a zoot suit. Women, you can wear pants, you can wear shorts, you can wear sneakers or sandals or high heels. We don't care. We don't care what you look like externally, your race, your nationality, your social economical position in life, your status is irrelevant. I'm going to read this scripture again so you understand what I'm saying. "And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto him, Whosoever will come after me," this is Jesus speaking, "let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Oh, snap. There's the second part of the scripture that I do want to spend some time focusing on. Yeah, we really don't care where your issues are. Hey, from the pulpit to the pew, we have issues. There's members in our church, present company included, that have been involved in things that are shameful, breaking God's heart, breaking our loved one's heart. The list goes on and on. But what this message is really about is you can come as you are, but you will be challenged to take the words of Jesus sincerely. Jesus said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself." That is the self-actualization that you are not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not wealthy enough. You're not educated enough. You're not powerful enough to pay for the cost of your sin. You have to deny yourself. You need to get to the place where you understand that there's something and someone bigger than you. His name is Jesus. And we love him. As a church, our responsibility is not only to pray for you, but to teach you the word of God, to walk with you on that narrow road, which is difficult, Jesus says, but leads to life, to grow with you as we learn all that God has for us. But you are the one that's going to have to deny. You see, the pressure won't come from myself. It won't come from the church. The Holy Spirit will bring a conviction and a convincing to you that your life choices are not in alignment with his will and his spirit. So we say to whosoever will come, we don't discriminate. We want them all. I'm telling you, I want God to bring as many people as possible that their eyes may be forever open and their hearts may be forever changed. But listen to me. He has to deny himself at some point. And Jesus said, and take up his cross and follow me. And this is where some of the churches get it wrong. They believe the follow me is, well, follow the pastor, or follow the associate pastors, or follow the choir director, or follow the denomination or the conference. The follow me is follow Jesus. His footprints become our pathway. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. God wants us to follow him. I want to encourage you today that just because you had a negative experience, in church before, just because you suffered some loss, and from my heart I apologize. There's been some mistakes. But believe me, God is powerful enough. He's a holy God to keep his people secure. There is a church out there whose pastor loves God with all his heart, with all his mind, with all his soul, with all his strength. There are people who authentically believe and have faith in Jesus Christ and who don't want anything to do with this world. And you are welcome. You're welcome to join. You're welcome to put your faith in him. Because like Isaiah said, that Jesus is our foundation. Zechariah calls him our fountain. Matthew called him a friend of sinners. John called him the gate for the sheep. 2 Corinthians says, he's a gift of God. Surely is. He's the glory of God. Jesus is our good shepherd, our governor, our great shepherd. He's our God. Colossians states that he's the head of the church. So if you will bless us by joining us and being a part of what God is doing at TWI Church, this is what you're going to find. And you can quote me. Whosoever will come. Your tattoos don't scare us. The number of children don't scare us. Your condition doesn't scare us. We're going to meet you and greet you with the love of the Father, love of the Son, and love of the Holy Spirit. You're going to be introduced to a place where the Word of God is preached and taught and lived. You're going to experience an eye-opening, life-transforming church. Simple people that love God with all their hearts, with all their mind, with all their soul, with all their strength. And believe me, because we were once the whosoever will, we came in not knowing what to expect, but trusting that God called. And we saw God move, and we're still seeing him move. I can't promise you signs and wonders. That's in God's department. I can't promise you extraordinary healings. That's in God's department. I can promise you, though, that if you are the whosoever will, then you have come to the right place. The denying of the self, that's between you and the Holy Spirit. I pray even now that he's ministering to you. I pray even now that your eyes are being opened and you realize that the sin that you're in is a dead end. That the devil is a liar. You don't have to be conformed by this world any longer. But you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because God is able to do all things but fail. I'm going to conclude by sharing something that is found in Revelations chapter 22, verse 17. It says, "And the Spirit and the bride says, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." And this is a free invitation. There's no strings attached. The love of God is free. Salvation is free, but it will cost everything you have. It's a free gift. Jesus loves you. Please don't let anyone prevent you from coming. And let me conclude by saying this. Here's a lie that the enemy used to say to me. And it kept me from church longer than it should have. He made me started to question myself and said, "I'm going to come to church. I just got to get myself together. I just got to namasita, get right with God first. I got to put myself in a position where, you know, I'm smoking less or, you know, I'm not dealing that anymore, doing that anymore." And that was a lie because man can't purge himself from sin. The blood of Jesus can and will. I'm glad I met someone who was willing to pray for me and someone who had a relationship with Jesus. And it kept on persisting until one day I darkened the doorway of a church. And that began a journey that changed my life forever. See, there are still people out there who believe in God, who know the power of forgiveness. There are still people who do not judge books by the cover. And by God's grace and his mercy, we at TWI Church are one of those. We believe that God is God, and he can do all things but fail. We believe that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We believe that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I believe that as my time is coming to the end, that today your eyes will be forever open and your heart will be forever changed. God bless you. I'll talk to you later. Bye for now.